I mentioned before the concept of the second-hand economy and how that works. It's an interesting concept, and I caught up with Amanda Beer, the head of marketing at Gumtree Australia last week, and began by asking her about Gumtree's second-hand economy report.
The second-hand economy in Australia is booming. Now, Gumtree's second-hand economy report found that it's worth a staggering $46 billion, which is actually up 7% from last year. Now, our report reveals that Australians could stand to make an average of about $5,800 per household, and that's roughly about 19 unwanted items in the average Aussie home. Now, according to the report, 54% of Australians have sold secondhand items in the last year, and 85% of Aussies are actually admitting they have unwanted items in their homes to sell.
Now, I think I can probably guess, but can you please tell us why more Australians are selling items in the secondhand economy at the moment?
Now, according to the report, Australians are buying and selling quite a bit more in the secondhand economy. 42% of Australians say they're now more likely to sell items through the secondhand economy due to COVID-19. So increased unemployment and economic uncertainty are fueling people to be savvier with their personal finances. Beyond the money and savings to be made, Gumtree's secondhand economy report has also shone a light on the increased desire for people to be environmentally conscious, with 41% of people having sold their possessions to reduce their contribution to landfill as well.
Now, the second-hand economy is clearly supporting Australians financially, but by how much precisely? Exactly how much can be made from the second-hand economy?
The second-hand economy is a great support for Australians financially because it's both a great place for both buyers and sellers. So buyers can save money and sellers can make extra cash. Now, Aussies can stand to make an average of $5,800 per household. 41% of Aussies are also likely to spend that money they made from the second-hand economy to help ease the burden of general household expenses, with 26% saying they'll use it to reduce some of their debt. On the buyer side, the second-hand economy can just be as lucrative, with 43% of Australians estimating they'll save almost half the cost by purchasing used goods over brand new.
Well, saving money is clearly a great thing. Wish I could do that. But what are some of the most prominently sold items in the second-hand economy? What do people buy more often than any other item?
Some of the most commonly sold items on Gumtree include things like furniture and home decor, clothing, electronic goods, games and toys.
Yeah, the toys could be interesting, but I know people, they're still worried about, we call it the thing, the pandemic. So how can people ensure everything is done safely in the current environment?
Gumtree's introduced measures for safe and successful trading during COVID-19. So our best advice is to avoid direct contact and distance yourself by following a few of these safety tips. One is wash your hands before and after you meet up for a trade. Clean your items thoroughly before you sell and once you buy. Do a video inspection up front. Use our new contactless trade badge, which really signifies that you're adhering to COVID-19 safety precautions. Now, consider contactless delivery options via our partner Sendal, who can pick up and deliver door-to-door. Use our contactless payment options, such as through PayPal. And of course, remember to act responsibly.
And if anyone's looking for a bit more information on the second-hand economy, where can they go to find it?
To learn more and get more information about Gumtree's second-hand economy report, just jump onto gumtree.com.au.